Joining us now is Greg Hames of the wonderful website Nippertown.com. If you want to check out some local music and regional music, that's the place to be, Nippertown.com. The summer's not over, far from it, and neither are the outdoor concerts. And Greg will be taking in quite a few over the next few weeks. He's here to talk about some great music on Saturday, tomorrow, Pearl Palooza, Albany's North Pearl Street.
Oh, yeah. It's the festival season. You might think if we're after Labor Day, everything's shut down. No. Actually, September is probably the busiest month for outdoor concerts, festivals. Pearl Palooza kicks off on Saturday at 1 o'clock, goes to 8 p.m. It's free. Shut down the street. There'll be music by Midas Yahoo and Turbo Fruits. I know how many you like these band names, Brian.
Yeah, absolutely.
Turbo Fruits.
Turbo Fruit.
We got Wild Adriatic, The Moth and the Flame, a whole lot more. And one of the bands representing the local 518 there is Eastbound Jesus from Greenwich. And let's hear a little bit of I Wouldn't Know from their live album, Rough Stuff, Nuff Said.
I miss Jerry, I miss Jesus. They hit the road at their own reason. Same goes for hippies, same goes for hipsters too. It goes for me as it goes for you. That's what they say, but I wouldn't know.
Eastbound Jesus playing at Albany's North Pearl Street, the Pearl Palooza. The charge is great. It's free.
You bet.
It's Saturday. And also Saturday, not far away, the MGs won't be there, but how did I miss this one? Booker T is coming to Albany?
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Booker T. Jones is headlining the Albany Riverfront Jazz Festival.
That's great.
Now, I'm not sure I would necessarily categorize Booker T as jazz, but I am so psyched to see. I've never seen Booker T. Jones nor the MGs in concert, so the chance to see Booker T. is I'm really looking forward to it. And it is, unfortunately, the same day, same time as Pearl Palooza. It's Saturday. Starts at 1, goes to 9, and, of course, it wraps up with some fireworks, as all the big city shows do. One day, Albany Riverfront Jazz Fest with Kate Davis, Keith Prey's Soul Jazz Revival, Joey Thomas Big Band, whole lot more, but I'm really psyched for Booker T. Jones. And here's the title track of the Booker T. and the MGs 3-CD box set. It's Time Is Tight.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Booker T. Jones will be at the Albany Riverfront Jazz Festival at Jennings Landing tomorrow. In fact, he's the headliner, so you can just walk over from Pearl Palooza and probably catch Booker T. and time, since he's probably the last guy to play before the fireworks.
Indeed.
Allison Brown at the Fresh Grass Festival in the Berkshires.
One of my favorite festivals, the Fresh Grass Festival, which takes place at Mass Mocha over in North Adams, and it's the weekend of the Friday through Sunday, September 18th through 20th, 3-day fest with Dwight Yoakam, Punch Brothers, Leftover Salmon, Del McCurry, so many more. Allison Brown, who's a really innovative banjo player, she's really quite good. She's going to be doing a set on Saturday the 19th, and then also on Sunday the 20th, she's going to be leading, I think it's a band or a throw-together band called A Man in Grass, which is going to be a bluegrass tribute to Johnny Cash. So that ought to be interesting, too. So Allison Brown, Fresh Grass at Mass Mocha. Don't miss her. Here's a bit of The Sound of Summer Running from her album Stolen Moments.
Alice Allison Brown will be at the Fresh Grass Festival. That's Massmoka North Adams next weekend, Friday through Sunday, September 18th through the 20th. Lake George, the Lake George Jazz Weekend at Shepherd Park. That's again next Saturday, the 19th, in Julian Lodge.
Yeah, the festivals just keep piling up. So the same weekend as Fresh Grass is Jazz at the Lake. At Shepherd Park in Lake George, a two-day free jazz festival, which has got, once again, just a great lineup. The Jazz Messengers, Jason Marcellus, Vibes Quartet, works with Joe Lovano. It's going to be some great music for free, and it's a beautiful sight. We got the lake in behind the stage, so it's really a wonderful place to see a show. And Julian has been a great guitar player who's been in town in myriad combinations, collaborations. He's going to be, for the first time, around here at least, bringing in his new trio. He's a great guitar player. Allison Brown, great banjo player. You take your pick. But here's some bit of Julian Lodge. It's a familiar posture from his album, Sounding Point.
Julian Lodge will be at the free Lake George Jazz Weekend next Saturday, the 19th. That's in Lake George's Shepherd Park. Now, there are two musicians who probably have the longest partnership going in rock and roll. They've been playing together since the late 50s in high school, on and off, but mostly on. It's Jack and Yorma.
Yep. And the Hot Tuna Ensemble coming into the Speed of Sound Festival this month is going to be the electric variation as opposed to the acoustic Hot Tuna. So electric Hot Tuna is going to be headlining. It's a one-day fest, Saturday, September 26th. It's down at the Dutchess County Airport in Wappingers Falls. Avett Brothers, Chris Robinson Brotherhood, Amy Helm, Buffalo Stack, a lot more. One-day fest. Hopefully we get good weather for it. And here's just to get you in the mood for some Hot Tuna, here's a little touch of the classic Embryonic Journey from the album And Furthermore.
Embryonic Journey, which, by the way, was, I guess, from that band you may have heard of, Jefferson Airplane.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. They kind of preceded Hot Tuna. It did all right.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know, Greg Hames has another identity, not Batman, but a guy named Sarge Blotto.
Okay. Now, this was at the behest of our illustrious producer, Ian Pickus, who said, you got to include Blotto this
month. Yeah, we do. Why not?
Okay, all right. Well, Blotto will be getting together for yet another of their endless reunions at the American Music Festival for the Lake at Wood Park in Lake George on Saturday, September 26th. That's the first day of a two-day festival that's got a really cool lineup, Kung Fu, Dawn of the Buffalo, and on Saturday, actually, to balance the aged Blotto, they've got two 16-year-old headliners, Sawyer Fredericks from The Voice and Quinn Sullivan, who's Buddy Guy's protege, fabulous blues guitar player. Come on out to the American Music Festival for the Lake, and here's a little bit of me singing I Want to Be a Lifeguard.
Selling shoes, another loser.
Working in a shop.
A slave driver telling me, get on the ball. A crowded store, I kneel before them.
Misery beyond compare.
Sweaty socks, a lady boxer, what she got against fresh air? I want an ocean and some sunscreen lotion.
Blotto featuring our very own Sarge Blotto, Greg Hames, and a little bit of trivia there. The video for I Want to Be a Lifeguard was recorded in Lake George, was it not?
The beach parts were all filmed up in Lake George. And actually, another little bit of trivia is that the pre-Blotto band that many of us were in was called the Star Spangled Washboard Band. And they got their start at Gaslight Village in Lake George.
Abode Odo.
Which is, in fact, in the same location as Wood Park.
So it's
a full circle thing.
Yes. I Want to Be a Lifeguard. Blotto there will be up at Lake George on Saturday, September 26th. Stop in and say hi to Sarge / Greg. Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
I'm getting fat. What does it matter? Next year, liar, I'll say goodbye to every
out-of-hit, dominant fool.
Convert the feet into meters, marking distance at the swimming pool. Summer blind.